Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. My name is Erica, and I'm the creator of Bring Your Own Kombucha, which, as you know, is a podcast and also a blog. Today on the podcast, I have Tori Marinelli, who is the CEO and creator of Etre Bien, which is a high-vibe company that sells everything from crystal bath salts to sage bundles and the like. Tori is literally the go-to gal for anything high vibe. And it's actually pretty interesting because before she started her company, Etre Bien, she worked for a celebrity facialist in New York City. And that's kind of how she discovered the importance of knowing exactly what goes into your beauty and even your self-care products. We talk about everything from crystals to her charity work within her company to becoming a certified holistic health coach. This is a really, really, really informative episode. I don't really know much about crystals, so it was great that she was able to enlighten me with all the facts, how to take care of them, how to select your own. It's definitely a really interesting episode. And before we jump in, I just want to thank our sponsor, which is Cassandrina's Olive Oil. What I love about Cassandrina's Olive Oil is that their olives are actually hand-picked from trees in Laconia, Greece. And all of the olives are pressed within 40 hours of harvest, and they only sell the current year's harvest of olives. So as you can gauge, their olive oil is much fresher than most of the conventional brands that you buy in this store. Another reason that I like Cassandrina's olive oil is because it's a family-run business. Cassandrina's was formed by Tony Cassandrina's and his sister Effie in 2011. It all started when Tony shared some of his family's olive oil with friends at his local CrossFit gym. And then over time, word built up with all the foodies and everybody was asking for their own bottle to take home. So they started bottling it up, and actually, right now, they're shipping internationally. So, I mean, literally families all over the world can enjoy Cassandrina's olive oil. If you want to get your own, just head over to Amazon, or you can head over to their website, cassandrinos.com. And if you use the code kombucha, you'll save an extra 10% on your order. Thank you so much for supporting my podcast, Cassandrina's, and thank you, everyone, for supporting my podcast sponsor. And now, without further ado, let's get into the interview with Tori. Hi, Tori, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Would you mind just giving us all a little background about yourself?
Sure. So I started Etre Bien, a company that is a modern apothecary specializing in holistic high-vibe self-care. We make handmade products, natural bath and beauty products that are infused with crystals. And I really started this company as a way to help people integrate more rituals into their lives, as well as to further understand crystals, and also with the natural beauty aspect of it, that moving away from toxic items that we use every day.
And I'm like so obsessed with each and every one of your products. So before we jump into the crystals and the actual rituals, can you tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are today with Etre Bien, like why you started it and what you were doing prior?
Sure. So before I started it, I did become a holistic health coach through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition a couple years ago. So that's been like a huge thing in my life, learning a lot about holistic nutrition and just a total holistic lifestyle. And so that's been a part of my life, like I said, for a while. I was also working for a celebrity facialist, who has a studio space on Fifth Avenue, and she does all natural facials and also has her own natural skincare line. So I was working with her, as social media manager, as well as assistant manager of the spa space. And yeah, so I kind of came into this company having that as my background, wanting to really share the integration of crystals with beauty, because the biggest thing for me was that crystals are kind of difficult to know what to do with. When, I mean, you see crystals everywhere now, but really to know how to integrate them into your daily life so that they can really help you and help you vibrate on a higher plane was really important to me. And that's where the idea for Etrebion really came from.
I love that. And yeah, I think that's what really makes your products unique, is that you're not just like selling crystals. You actually have them integrated into all of your products, which is really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about crystals, though. So especially for a newbie like me, like I don't own any crystals. Even though I'm super interested in them, I just, I don't know. Like, I believe in their power, and I feel like I'm just so hesitant because I don't know about them. So can you just like enlighten us a little bit and tell us about crystals and I guess just some of the do's and don'ts when you're picking out crystals?
Sure. So when it comes to choosing crystals, I think that definitely the hardest part of it is the entry level of coming in and knowing which crystals you need. And I think that it really doesn't have to be like as complicated. I feel like especially in the health and wellness world, we always want to make like the best, most informed decision we can. But when it comes to crystals, what's really cool is that the best way to choose a crystal is to really let it choose you and to follow your intuition. So whatever you're drawn to, and for whatever reason, that's really the crystal that you need at that time in your life. So even if you're just drawn to something, like if you're drawn to amethyst because purple's your favorite color, it probably means that, you know, you need some help with your mindfulness and your meditation practice, and some help activating your crown chakra. So it's kind of cool how they can help you find what you need.
And now, so once you're drawn to a crystal, you pick it out, you bring it home, how do you almost like maintain that crystal, like the power of it? And I know like there's certain times when you should be putting it outside to charge and like things like that.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of different ways to cleanse and charge your crystal. So the most, I would say most popular way, is with moonlight, although people do charge them in the sun as well. But the energy from a new moon and a full moon is really powerful and really helps to re-energize and revitalize crystals. So that's a really great way of doing it, although there are other ways. I mean, even from as simple as washing a crystal in water, like when you first bring it home, and when you wash it, it's best to like imagine a glowing light washing its way over the crystal while you're washing it with water to kind of help cleanse the energy fully.
That makes total sense. How often should you be charging it and cleansing it?
Well, I think as for the moon charging, like a monthly moon bath is great with every new moon or full moon or both. It's a great way to re-energize that crystal. So that's totally fine. You don't need to be overly like washing your crystals if that's how you choose to cleanse them, or other people like to like earth their crystals, which you basically bury your crystal in dirt, whether it's in like a plant in your house or outside in your garden, and you leave it there like overnight, and that helps to reconnect it to the earth, because crystals are coming from the earth and they do connect us to the earth. So anything like that, it doesn't have to be done overly so. Definitely you can try and feel the energy in any crystal you have, and you'll kind of know when it's time to recharge it.
So it really is about just kind of like intuitively taking care of it, I guess.
Definitely.
So before we jump into what kind of crystals you integrate into your beauty products, what are some of your personal favorite crystals?
So I would say my all-time favorite crystal is probably rose quartz. It's the stone of love, and it's super nurturing and healing. And I just think that we all need more love in our lives, whether it's romantic love, family love, self-love, whatever kind of love it is, it's really important to like focus on that and to open up your heart as much as possible. I've also found rose quartz to be really amazing for how it can help you let go of stress and tension, as well as how it can help you to forgive for any of us out there who have trouble with grudges, letting go of things that in the past. It can be really good to help you release those negative emotions.
So interesting. How did you become so knowledgeable on crystals?
Well, I would say I definitely wouldn't call myself an expert. I think that I'm still learning. I like to think of myself as a lifelong student. And I've read a lot about crystals, and honestly, I just feel very drawn to them. And really being able to feel the energy is just how, like, I feel so connected to them. And yeah, I mean, really just research and feeling it and just following my intuition on this path of learning more about crystals.
And where do you personally buy your crystals from? Do you have like a go-to shop or an online store?
So I do get them. I do sell some crystals through my website, and I'm working on selling more. That's to come in the near future. I personally like this shop a lot in Manhattan. It's in like the Flatiron District called Rockstar, and they have a really good selection, because while people are becoming more like comfortable with buying crystals online, and because of the nature of my products, I do buy a lot of crystals wholesale in bulk. But it is really nice to be able to go and touch and feel crystals in person, so you can kind of know what you're drawn to, know what feels better in your hand, anything like that. So that would be my recommendation for anyone located in Manhattan.
So interesting. And that actually makes total sense, because like you said, it's very like you choose it intuitively. So you would probably want to like really pick it up and see if you vibe with its energy and things like that.
Exactly.
So what kind of crystals do you integrate into your beauty products?
So I would say rose quartz is a big one, which, like I said, it's my favorite crystal. So that's in our rose quartz bath potion, which is one of our best sellers. That what's really cool, again, learning more about crystals, and that's why I wanted to integrate them into my products, because once you have a crystal, you know, you can keep it on your desk, you can keep it on your bedside table or sleep with it under your pillow. But beyond that, integrating it into your day-to-day life can be hard if you don't know that much about it. So something that's I learned that's very cool is that since crystals are a crystalline structure, and so is water, when you put crystals in water, that water takes on the energetic properties of the crystals. So that's why it's really cool to bathe with crystals. So our rose quartz bath potion comes with a rose quartz crystal that's meant to be added to your bath water and used, you know, endlessly beyond when you run out of your bath potion. So that way you're literally like bathing in love.
I love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
So what are some other crystals that you integrate into your products?
So another one would be amethyst is in our hair elixir. And that helps with mindfulness and meditation, helps calm you down. We call it like our pre-yoga hair treatment, because it's great for kind of getting you out of your head and into mindfulness without the stress, I guess, of your day-to-day life and getting out of that. Another one would be our citrine coffee body scrub, which is definitely our best seller. So citrine is a beautiful golden colored crystal that helps with abundance and manifestation. And it really just helps to bring good things into your life. So that's integrated with the coffee body scrub, which is coffee and sugar based and helps to exfoliate the skin. And it also helps to reduce the appearance of cellulite. Energetically, citrine helps the body to release fat. So it's really great for like problem areas and just trying to achieve the look that you want.
So cool. I love that. You also have a sage and Palo Santo. Do either one of them come with a crystal?
Yes. So our white sage bundles are now coming with a clear quartz crystal, all bundled together, which clear quartz crystals help with clarity. They're just kind of a really good like baseline stone. Like if you're starting out, you know, with a crystal and you want to get one specific one, I would say clear quartz is a really good one because it just kind of helps with like everything. So now we're bundling that with our sage bundle. What's also really cool is I know I mentioned a few ways that you can cleanse your crystals earlier, but another way to do it is with smoke. So actually when you've got a new crystal, if you have some sage or Palo Santo at home, you can use the smoke and just let the smoke kind of run over the crystal for a couple minutes to cleanse them of any previous energy and revitalize them as well.
Yes, that's such a great tip. And you know what else? So I love your sage and I love your Palo Santo, but I think my favorite product from that line is the smokeless spray. The sage spray, because my husband literally hates my walk around the house with sage. He's like, it smells in here. The fire alarm's going to go off. Like, I usually do it when he's not home. But if he is home and I'm like in the mood to smudge, I use your spray, which I absolutely love. So can you tell us a little bit about the spray and like what's in it and kind of a little bit more about smudging?
Sure. So, the ritual act of smudging helps to get rid of negative vibes and just negative energy in your space or even just stagnant energy to try and get things moving so that positivity can come into your space. I definitely feel you on that about burning the sage or even Palo Santo at home because sometimes the smell can be super strong. It's definitely more so for the white sage. It can be acquired. There are some people who aren't a fan of it, but I don't want to deter people from the black tourmaline smudge spray because it's a really balanced scent. It really is not overpowering like burning sage can be to certain people. But with that being said, the smokeless smudge spray came out of the idea of at any time that you are in a space where you can't necessarily burn it or you don't want to burn it. So like, my husband and I just moved into an apartment that our landlord is a fireman. So it's like very, very well protected for fires. So we have super sensitive smoke alarms. So unfortunately, I have not been able to smudge as much with white sage or Palo Santo. So I've been using a lot of the smudge spray as well because you just don't have to worry about the smoke. There are also people with allergies to smoke. It can make asthma worse, things like that. So that's another great time to use it. And I also have a bunch of estheticians who use it in between clients because especially with anyone who does like body work or facial work, sometimes people can really like leave a lot of their energy with them in the room, you know, because they're kind of relaxing and letting go. And it can be tough to stay in that small space with that like stagnant energy. So they use it in between clients to help clear that and have like a neutral stage set for the next client coming in.
That makes total sense. I would never even think that an esthetician would need to sage their space, but that definitely makes sense that they would. I know I've personally been meaning to bring my sage spray into the office because I heard like it's really good to like, you know, even just to like sage your workspace. So
definitely, any space that has a lot of people and a lot of energies in, you know, people bring with them a lot of different, for lack of a better word, baggage with them every day. So it kind of helps to just give you a baseline to work with.
That's really cool. I've actually heard of people like smudging their car as well. And I guess that would make more sense, I guess, if you like purchased a used car or something like that. But really, I mean, you can smudge like any space that you, you know, honor and want to be in, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I definitely recommend it, especially when you're moving somewhere new. Like the first thing we did when we moved into our new apartment is to smudge spray like everywhere because we couldn't use the sage in the house right away. So we smudge sprayed everywhere, every room, just to get any negative or like any just previous tenant energy out of here so that it really felt like our space and that it's just filled with our energy.
And when you smudge your space for people who have never done it before, aside from just like lighting the Palo Santo or actually spraying it in the physical space, do you have any other tips? Like I know I've heard you're supposed to keep your window open and your doors open to allow the bad energy to leave. Like do you say anything while you smudge or any other tips?
It depends. Sometimes when I'm doing it, I do say my mantra. I actually just recently got a mantra from a Tibetan Lama that I've been saying a lot. And so any words that are really meaningful to you, you can definitely say and integrate it into that ritual. But I also don't try to like overcomplicate things for people using it. Definitely the windows tip is a good idea to let the negative energy leave the space. But even in situations when you can't, like I said, with, you know, like estheticians or any space like that, it's just beneficial to do it at all and to really be mindful and in the moment of doing the ritual and not worry as much about the details of, you know, how to perfect it, I guess.
Yeah, I totally agree. I definitely agree with the mindset. Like you need to actually be focused and want, you know, the negative energy to leave and not just mindlessly walking around spraying or, you know, walking around with the Palo Santo lit.
Right, exactly.
So I have to ask, how did you get a mantra from, how did you get this mantra? Like, I'm so curious.
So my mom actually has gotten really into Qigong. And
what is that?
Don't know exactly how you would the exact definition is. She's much more into it than I am. I did take a class in it, but it's a holistic system of coordinated like body posture and movements and breathing and meditation. It's like similar to Tai Chi, but it's different. But it's a way of like moving energy through your body.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a healing modality that you can like do yourself. It's pretty cool. So my mom's been practicing Qigong for a while now, and through doing that and through the community she has with that, there's this Tibetan Lama who's involved with it. I'm not sure exactly how she got a hold of him, but he does house blessings. So he came and did a house blessing at my mom's house. So I went there to be with her during this house blessing ceremony, which is a really cool experience. Where basically he used like incense that's made like in the mountains in Tibet and like very cool like ancient stuff. He was reading like scrolls of text and chanting and drumming. It was a really cool experience. And so while he was there, he also did a divination, which kind of best way I can describe it, it's like a one-on-one meeting with me and him where he like went through like my like birth chart kind of thing and had like answers to my questions that he asked the spirits, and then he gave me my mantra and just kind of helped me set me up on the path I want to go on. So it was a really cool experience.
How cool. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like mind blown right now. That's really, really cool. Since you're so into the high vibe lifestyle, and obviously your company has its roots in high vibe products, do you do any other like self-care rituals, or do you recommend any other self-care rituals?
Yeah, so I definitely recommend beyond like baths and the ritual active smudging and things like that. There are little things that you can do that kind of just help you feel good and help you show yourself a little bit more love. So something like dry brushing, which is really great for your lymphatic system, is a great, really quick thing that you could do daily. Just before you hop in the shower, you use a brush. We actually sell some. It's a brush that you use. People are really always confused. They're like, do I use this in the shower? But it's actually to be done before you shower. And you just use like gentle strokes of this dry brush, and you brush your skin, and it helps to exfoliate your skin, so your skin will be softer. It helps to promote lymphatic drainage. It helps to increase inflammation. It's just so good for so many things. And it literally takes 60 seconds before you hop in the shower. And I definitely recommend doing it before you shower, so that because you're exfoliating, you're bringing dead skin cells like to the top of your skin. So it's important to then like wash them away so they are not blocking your pores. But that's like a little self-care ritual that you could do like daily that takes like no time at all. Little things like that I think are really important. I definitely think that especially like in the age of Instagram, we're seeing so much more messaging about how important self-care is. But I think that trying to integrate like quick rituals that you can do so that you do have rituals that you participate in every day, but that aren't overwhelming. I think that anytime we really hear about all these things and, oh, I should be doing this and I should be doing this and I should be doing this, it can just be too much and it does more harm than good. So I just think any little thing that you can add in that's just easy to do and like no big commitment, nothing super expensive you have to buy to start doing it, things like that, I think are great. Just any way you can find a little time to take care of yourself is awesome.
I totally agree. And I feel like you're right with the popularity of self-care on Instagram and all the social media outlets. It's like, oh, are you doing this, 10-page laundry list of self-care rituals every single day? And you're like, what? I don't do any of these. I don't have any time for any of this. So I love that tip because I totally agree. I think we need to, just find these little things to fit into our day that don't require a lot of work or a lot of time and, really help us in, the health and wellness realm.
Absolutely.
So I also want to talk a little bit about how Etre Bien gives back. You guys are very generous and you guys partner with Mindful Schools. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Mindful Schools is an organization that's based in California, actually. After doing a lot of research, I did want to find something that was closer to home because I definitely believe in supporting local communities. But as of right now, there's nothing really that legit of an organization that's doing something like this on the East Coast. So Mindful Schools, though, is an amazing organization that focuses on integrating mindfulness into schools, obviously, by way of like teacher trainings for current educators to learn more about how they can bring mindfulness into the classroom. Because this is something that's really close to my heart, because as someone who suffered from like lifelong anxiety, being in school was really difficult for me. So, and there isn't a lot of, in conventional schools, at least when I was in school, there wasn't a lot of attention to this, that there may be kids who aren't special needs kids necessarily, in the traditional sense that we think of, but that need special help in terms of, maybe they need, a little bit more mindfulness before a test because they're anxious or things like that. So I think it's a really amazing thing that's really going to impact the next generation. And I think that there are a lot of ways that the next generation, we're going to see a lot of changes because mindfulness and meditation are being integrated and talked about in a wider arena. But this organization is really amazing. So I've donated a portion of my profits and will continue to do so to help support more teachers getting trained in this so that they can integrate it and just spread it to the next generation that's growing up.
That sounds like such a great organization to be donating to. I love that.
Yeah, it's really great.
My friend is actually I don't know if she's second or third grade teacher, but she was actually telling me that she integrates a little bit of yoga into her classroom and teachings. And I was saying, how cool is that? Especially when the kids are having an off day and they're rambunctious. And she's like, it really helps just centering them and helping them focus and, get that energy out. And I was like, how cool is that? I wish we had that when we were in school, that little bit of meditation or that intro to meditation and that intro to yoga. So I love when I hear about organizations and especially schools who are really starting to integrate these new, I shouldn't say new methods, but I guess trendier methods that are, really coming to light.
Yeah, definitely. I think that we're really going to see these kinds of things having a big impact on just how people are in general, as these kids grow up and go out into the world and, make their, things happen, based on having these mindfulness backgrounds and living more mindfully, rather than, I feel in a lot of ways, the way we were kind of like, sit down, do what you're told to do, you can't have any time to, really calm down and think things through.
Right. So. Like go take a nap and be quiet and,
Exactly.
So what's in store for Etcher Behen in 2018?
So we're actually focusing right now on doing a lot more vending opportunities. I just absolutely love, so it is an online business. We don't have a brick and mortar location at this time. So I love interacting with people, with my customers, and really having people have the opportunity to touch and feel the products. Because as much as I love selling online, and I have yet to have a disgruntled customer, I definitely so appreciate feeling and touching and trying and smelling things before you buy them. I just think that interacting with a product before you purchase it just generally tends to feel better. You kind of know what you're getting and you get more excited about it, I guess. So we're doing a bunch more opportunities in New Jersey and in Manhattan and Brooklyn this summer so that we can, interact with everyone and get out there. We're just continuing to grow and keep scaling and just looking for more opportunities. It's definitely a saturated market, the natural beauty world. It's getting more and more, which I think is so amazing because, years ago you couldn't find natural products. And still, I think there's a lot of work to be done in that sometimes labels are confusing and it's hard to know. There's a lot of greenwashing that happens in the industry. So just us keeping going with our, everything that we want to accomplish and staying in the natural beauty world and exploring crystals and their integration with that. We're just going to keep going.
I love that. And do you guys have any new products on the horizon? And then can you also tell everybody where they can find you on social media?
Sure. So we have new products coming out. I am in an aromatherapy training course. So I will be a certified aromatherapist in the next couple months. So I am tweaking some of our formulas and we're just working on rebranding right now and repackaging just so that we can kind of level up to the next level from when we started because we are less than a year old at this time. And you can find us at Etcher Behen, that's E-T-R-E, B-I-E-N-N-Y-C at for our Instagram and www.etrebionnyc.com.
And one last question that I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, and that is, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
My favorite flavor of kombucha, my favorite one I've ever had was the most recent of the GTs. I don't know exactly what it was called. It was the seasonal one. I know they have a different seasonal one out now, but it was like blood orange and rose, and it was, I'm like obsessed with. So it was really like nice and floral and citrusy, and it was like perfect. And I had one bottle left in my fridge, and my husband drank it.
No!
And now they're not making it. I know. But no, it's very cool that they're doing like seasonal flavors and stuff. So I love that.
I've never tried that one before. I definitely need to check that one out. I guess yeah. Next year, but.
Yeah, right now they have one out that's like, I'm trying to think of what's in it. Definitely some jasmine and some other floral flavors. It's like the summer one that just came out. So should get on that.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Tori. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.